there, this is Seth Juarez with Channel 9. I'm with the Entity Framework 7 team. This is Nate McMaster. What do you do, my friend?
I work here on the F team, specifically working on supporting our cross-platform scenarios.
And this is new, right?
Yes, this is something we haven't spent time working on in the past.
And what's pretty cool is I think all of our demos are on a Mac, but they work equally well on a Linux machine or pretty much any kind of machine.
That's the goal, at least. It's still a work in progress as we're getting ready for our release. But yeah, that's our goal, to support all of those platforms.
So in summary, what are you going to show us?
So today I'm going to show you some of the tooling that you could use if you were to develop an EF7 application on a MacBook.
Fantastic. Well, let's take a look.
All right. So what I have here is a basic console application that I'm building using some tools. And I want to talk about a couple of those tools.
Fantastic. So how do you start this up? Well, how do you make a new type of this project? Is there like a Yeoman generator?
There is a Yo generator, actually. Okay. That's available if you go to NPM and search for Yo. Mm-hmm. You can find the ASP.NET generators.
Okay.
And they will produce for you a blank template that has all that you need to create a console application.
Fantastic. And then usually you do code. You go to the directory and you say code dot, and it opens up the code.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So we're just running Visual Studio Code here as our development tool of choice.
Okay.
We could use a lot of different things if we wanted. But for this demo, we're going to use VS Code because it has some of the best autocomplete features.
Got it.
Which I think is one of the best advantages of it. So we are also going to show off SQLite. That's another new thing.
Okay.
SQLite will work well on all of our platforms. But for someone developing on a Mac, SQLite is important because you don't have access to SQL Server natively.
Right.
So this allows you to work without a Windows machine sitting next to you. So in order to make SQLite work, we have to add a new package. You can add a lot of different ones. We have other people working on Postgres providers, and there might be others in the future. But this is one that we are developing. It's called Entity Framework. SQLite.
Okay.
When I add this package in, Visual Studio Code is going to ask me to add this new package.
And this is very reminiscent of like the NPM update type stuff that you'd find in Node.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
It follows a similar pattern, so it's going to go and find that new package for us and install it. So I don't want to spend much time on this application showing you what it does. The more important thing here is that we look at the tooling that we're using.
Got it.
So Visual Studio Code will notice now that we have a new package installed. When we go to configure our DB context, we have a new provider available. So you see if we do options, it should give us an autocomplete for use SQLite.
Well, we'll have to give it a second. It's still
downloading. Yeah, it's still downloading everything.
So we'll wait till that downloads, and then we'll be able to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of good stuff here.
It means in the last 30 minutes someone pushed an update.
Oh, nice. I like how it says ASP.NET volatile.
Yeah.
Your machine might explode. He pushed a change. Look at him. He's looking at us like I'm screwing him up.
So we've installed now our SQLite package for Entity Framework. That means when we try to configure this context, we now have a new autocomplete. Use SQLite.
Got it.
Now SQLite is file-based, as most users will know. So we are going to point this to a local file. We're going to keep this in the data directory and call app.db.
And this is a file that doesn't quite exist yet, but it will make it.
There's nothing in it. So Entity Framework will help us both create our database and manage its structure.
I see.
All right, so let's try running our application now. This is a simple console app that is going to help us manage users and their passwords.
Got it.
With this new DNX environment, all of these commands have to be run from the command line on Mac. And the special command to get this one started is dnx.run.
Okay. And the dot is, I've heard, but dnx dot says dnx in this directory, do this command.
It's a synonym for dot slash, current directory.
Got it.
So if we run that, it's going to start our application. And right off the bat, it's going to give us an error, which is, there is no table user.
Uh-huh.
This is as we expected. We just started the application. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we can use EF7 to help us create and manage it. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this because there are other videos explaining this. But we're going to use migrations to manage creating a database. So the command that we will use for this is dnx.ef And then we have a few different options available. We're going to use migration.
Okay.
If we run this right now, it'll show us what's available. We want to use add, and then we're going to call this migration initial. This will look over the context I have set up right now and identify for us what is new and what needs to be created. You'll notice over here it created a new folder called migrations, and inside there's some code that's going to help us create a new table with different columns.
And these are specific to SQLite?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it will look over this and figure out how to do this on SQLite.
Cool.
So now if we want to run this, we go back to our console and we do EF migration apply. All right, now to see that this worked, I have this tool here to open and inspect files, SQLite database files. Let's look at this one, what's inside it. We can see now the result of this migration is it's created for us the table we need, user. And it's got all the fields that we need to run our application.
As well as the migration history table that you would see pretty much in any other Unity framework type database.
Exactly. If you were to use this on SQL Server, you would also see a migration history table.
Right.
Now there's nothing in here, so let's run this application again and verify that it's actually adding data into it. Again, this simple application is going to create a new user account for us. Call this Nate, and my username is NM. Password.
That's, how did you know my password? That's really embarrassing.
Yeah, now if we refresh this, we can see it's added our data into our database. So there we go. Entity Framework 7 working on a Mac on SQLite.
This is really cool. Now, how tied into the commands is DNX for Entity Framework? Is there a way to compile this, or is the only way to do it on a Mac using DNX?
On Mac, yeah, DNX is the best way to use our migration commands.
Fantastic. What other kinds of commands are there for DNX?
That's a great question. We can actually look at that here on the command line. If we just type DNX, it'll show us what's available.
I see. And specifically for Entity Framework, are there any commands that are sort of built in for Entity Framework?
Yeah. If we want to, we can look more at what EF offers. We can just type this first command, it will show us what's there. That's for instance, we can use this to set up reverse engineering, which is if you have a current database and you want to produce a code model from that, or some other commands for working with your context.
This is awesome. And it's all on a Mac. And I think this is really cool that we can now use sort of the goodness of Entity Framework, the goodness of ASP.NET, pretty much wherever you'd like.
That's the goal.
Well, thanks so much, Nate, for spending time with us.
All right.
Thanks so much for watching, and we will catch you next time. Take care.